Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning. We're kind of in that season of year in which there's a lot of planting and weeding. This last week at Peace, I think it was, what day was it? Tuesday, Jan, we had a group of people that came to church and they weeded out some of the beds at church. I don't know if any of you have just taken a look at the property in the last couple of weeks, but the property looks amazing. It really does. So I just want to say thank you to those that came out and weeded, and it's just wonderful to come to church and just see how wonderful the landscaping looks here at Peace. What a great blessing it is. But we are talking about weeding in our message this morning. When we distrust others, it's kind of like it plants the seed of weeds in our lives, and they grow up, and they take the place of trust. And what we find out from God's word is that he wants us to trust others. And when we plant the seeds of trust in our relationships and realize that Jesus trusts us, all of a sudden we bloom great fruit and we bloom great plants, and it's just a beautiful scene, and those weeds are taken away. So the weeds of distrust are taken away. So we're going to focus in on that today in our gospel reading. Jesus brings it to us pay attention to. Some announcements to share before we begin this morning. The first is that we are having our men's Bible study on the book of Revelation this Wednesday at 2:00. It's from 2 to 3:15, and this week we're going to be taking a look at Revelation chapters 4 through 7. All men are invited to come to that. The second thing to share with everyone is that this Monday a new group is gathering at Peace Monday evening at 7:00. It's called Hope for Healing. Those who need healing in any way are invited to come. Pastor Mike Rinkin is going to be leading that group, and that's open to everyone at our church and everyone in the community. The different churches are also announcing that as well. That's here Monday night at 7:00. They're going to meet the first and third Mondays every month. And I think the other announcement that I have, I think Peggy's going to cover. So Peggy, do you want to share with us?
Well, I have two of them. First of all you youth, have we got a deal for you. Ladies Guild is going to pay half of your tuition, $250, for you to go to Camp Lutherwood. And if you have a best friend, you're afraid to go by yourself, we will give them a scholarship too. So we encourage you to sign up. Camp Lutherwood begins in June. The very first session starts June 24th for grades 7 through 12. So I encourage you to check the schedule out. And if you want to take advantage of this, Callie, the secretary, isn't here today, but in her office, she will have the forms. So please, please do that. Ladies Guild would be very happy. The next thing I want to tell you about is next Sunday is Mite Box Sunday. If you don't have a Mite Box, all the new people, I probably should have given you one. They're in the mailboxes and the lower right-hand corner. But I wanted to tell you what your mites will be going for in the month of May. This is towards an $80,000 is what they're trying to raise, and it is for a quilt and kit shipping fund. Every year, many Lutheran Women Missionary Leagues, LWML, which is Our Ladies Guild is part of that, join their hearts and hands in sewing mission quilts, making blankets, assembling personal care, baby care, school, and fabric kits to be distributed to people in need through Lutheran World Relief. Delivering these materials to people in need is a long and sometimes complex process involving trucking and rail transportation, warehousing, processing, and overseas shipping. This grant to Lutheran World Relief's Quilt and Shipping Fund ensures the ability to deliver more than 35,000 quilts each year to our neighbors in need around the world, and sustains the ministry that so many LWML members have been a part of for generations, and that is to spread the word of Jesus Christ across the world. So that's the two things that I have to say.
Thank you, Peggy. And Elaine.
And the one thing I have to say is, when you go to fellowship today and you get your juice or whatever, there's three sign-up sheets there for June, July, and August that Callie said that she would have out and available. So you know when you will and will not be here this summer. So she decided, rather than trying to assign people and then you're on vacation, she would appreciate it if you would sign up for when you can serve in any capacity, usher, greeting, reading, all those different things. And then if you're not staying for fellowship, please still go back and take a look and, you know, sign up for one or two things, and that will really help her put together the calendar for the summer.
And Kay has an important announcement, too, about Tables of Peace.
Tables of Peace are organized and listed on the bulletin board. You can check there and see which group you're in and see who your host is, and your host should be contacting you.
Excellent. This morning's worship, it is the first Sunday of the odd month this year, which means January, March, May, July, which means we're following the order of worship that is found in the front of the hymnal. So you want to keep that handy for you for singing and some of the responses. Much of it also will be projected in front of you. So just a note about our worship this morning, that you'll want to keep the green book handy for our worship.